We're studying Daniel chapter 10 today, and we've come down to the 10th and 11th verses. Here's what the Bible says there. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. I want you to notice the level of God's regard for Daniel in this passage. Heaven doesn't think of Daniel as merely a treasured team member or a valuable employee. The title God uses is greatly beloved. And if you stop to think about it, that's a surprising title for someone who's part of the sinful human race. I mean, here we are, in utter rebellion against God. And no matter how well Daniel behaves, no matter how religious he is, he's still a man with a sinful heart. Just like you and me, he's been corrupted by the effects of sin, and he deserves the wages of sin, which the Bible assures is death. And yet there is something that happens in this passage that we can't afford to miss. Daniel is called greatly beloved. He's just seen a vision of Jesus, and that vision includes a number of clear references to the plan of salvation. Jesus is dressed like an Old Testament priest, and his feet look like polished brass. In a matching description in the book of Revelation, it describes Jesus' feet as bronze that have been burned in the fire. The feet, of course, are a symbol of possession, and this is a way of telling us that Jesus will take possession of his kingdom after passing through a furnace. Daniel saw Jesus as the priest in heaven's sanctuary, as one who would secure our salvation through his blood. And right after he sees this picture of Jesus as our Redeemer, God calls him greatly beloved. Now ask yourself, doesn't that same picture of Jesus say something about you? For God so loved the world, the Bible says, that he gave his only begotten Son. Even before the human race sinned, the Bible says that Jesus had made the decision to go to the cross. Revelation chapter 13 calls Jesus the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. 2 Timothy chapter 1 says that we have been called through Jesus before the world began. Now think about what that means. Right in the beginning, God decided that we were so valuable to him that he made arrangements to save us should something go wrong. It means that God doesn't take your salvation lightly. In spite of who you are, in spite of anything you've done, God still wants you in his kingdom. And through Jesus, and through the words of the Bible, you can still have the privilege of feeling a hand on your shoulder and hearing heaven call you greatly beloved. I wonder how much different your life would be today if you were to stop periodically and remind yourself of that one simple fact. God has placed an unbelievably high value on you. And I wonder what would happen if today we were to remember that God places that same value on the people we meet and interact with. I'm guessing we'd find that knowing our place with God, in spite of who we are, is just a better way to live.